Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hey guys, it's a...
That's a ramble!
You get so excited.
You guys, I love rambles so much.
I think you guys were so loud just then that it cut out.
No,
it probably just cut out for you. Our audio is fine, I think.
Yeah. Okay, you guys.
Also, Lauren has the worst internet at Hunter's house. Lauren, you have the worst internet there.
I want to like punch you through the screen because like it's so annoying there. It's like when I see you with that like closet in the background, I'm like, great, her audio is going to be so bad.
It's been pretty good for the past couple weeks.
It's been pretty good for the past couple weeks.
Wait, we have to keep our audio there. That would be hysterical. So,
what time
make note of that.
50 seconds. You literally cut out so bad. We must use that.
Okay.
It's so funny.
We are so I've been looking forward to this ramble specifically because I have like some really good things.
Oh yeah.
That I've written down over the past couple weeks.
Oh, this
that
is I don't great. Get. You're really good at these.
Thanks. So are you guys ready to start out?
I'm so ready.
I'm ready. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. So number one, why do bugs love biting ankles?
It's so random.
No, it's like every time you get bug bites, there's always one on your ankle. And that's like the one that like you cannot scratch enough.
Yeah.
There's no satisfaction.
Mine. Well, okay.
Are you wearing short pants?
Lauren, why do you have to be practical about
it? Bugs land on your fucking ankle. I hate when people do that. Like, I hate when I say something and then they come about it in such a practical way. Like, I love surfing and it's like, well, where do you surf? Yeah. It's like, just agree with me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know
sorry.
There's something about the ankle that bugs like. And then there's certain people, like, why? Is there some scientific facts as to like why some people get bitten more than others?
I want to know because bugs fucking love
me, love
but
me
I get
too.
The back of my arm too all the time. Back of my arm and my ankle.
Oh.
Always.
Interesting. Jared doesn't get bitten at all. I'll have
he
7.
Get bit, Ashley. He doesn't get bit.
Fine. He doesn't get bit. I knew I was saying it wrong. Darn it. But like we've been a couple times throughout this week, we've been like outside and I'm like, I'm getting eaten alive out here. And I count them and I'll have like 7 or 8 bug bites within 10 minutes.
So annoying.
And I'm like, you're telling me that right now you have none.
Do you think,
sitting next to each other.
Do you think it's because women, we often use like scented
lotions
or deodorants and all that BS?
I don't think so.
I always feel like
I barely
perfume.
Ever wear deodorant.
You know what's funny? When I was in Yosemite this weekend, we actually hiked Sentinel Dome and I was wearing this yellow North Face jacket.
Yeah.
And there were bees at the top of this dome, which was like 8,000 feet elevation. And I'm like, why the fuck are there bees up here? And they
8,000 feet, Nez, that is like over a mile in the sky.
Yeah, it was really, really high.
Are you sure?
I need to fact check that. I'll fact check that in 1 second. Anyways, all the bees landed on my jacket, Ashley.
Well, it's because it was yellow?
Yeah.
And, I don't know why.
And my friend Nikki, who I was with, was like, it's because you're wearing a yellow jacket. And I was like, what is it about yellow?
Yellow jacket.
Attracted to yellow jackets.
Ah! You guys are such losers. But is like, do you think they're attracted to colors, insects?
Yeah, definitely. They're attracted to flowers because they go and pollinate it.
Oh,
so
there
if you're
you
wearing
go.
All black,
duh.
Then you're like...
So are you what you're often wearing bright colors. I feel
I was
like.
Wearing on this one specific day, I was wearing a red and white checkered dress. So maybe.
Oh, sounds so cute.
Lauren's so mean.
Look, how high is Sentinel Dome?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I was right. 8,123 feet.
So it's like above sea level. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, the whole park is basically
that's
above
so
sea level.
Weird.
Yeah. I know we've talked about this before, but the one time we were in St. Lucia.
What?
And then Tanner goes, Ashley, how tall do you think that mountain is? And the mountain is just not that high.
Yeah.
And Ashley goes, 30,000 feet?
I was like thinking, like, you know, when you're at the shoe place, when you're at, like, you know, when you're a kid and you're at the shoe place,
yeah,
and then they put your foot into that ruler thing.
Yes.
I was like, how many ruler things?
Wait,
will go
I
all
forgot
the way up
about
there?
Those.
And then I thought, 20,000. And I didn't even realize that 30,000. And then I didn't realize that when you're cruising on a plane, you're at 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is not as high
but
as
those,
that little mountain.
Wow.
Those ruler things used to scare me so bad. First of all, I was very embarrassed about my sweaty feet. So having like the associate put my foot in there as like an 8-year-old was definitely my biggest
fear. You know what's so
stride right.
That was such a
it's stride right.
Well, that's such a good throwback. I have memories of those. And then remember the little like stools that had the foot mirror in them?
Yeah.
I remember those at Payless. My mom. Yeah, Payless. You guys know Mrs. Perez. I should have a segment just fucking trolling my mom because she's so frugal. She only shopped at Payless. She's like, we can get it at Payless. She was such a Kmart shopper. She loved it. And anyways, I remember those little mirrors and I always thought to myself, this is so genius. Whoever made this little mirror.
Just tilt it that way. Yeah. A little bit and you can see everything.
I wish we had those in our homes. Like, why isn't it a thing that you have in your house just to look at your shoes on the way out, you know? I would love that.
Because the regular mirror does that.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to see like all the way down there. If you have like a focus mirror just on like your foot and ankle part, then you can see all the mosquito bites. Well, doom doom. I just made a full circle conversation.
That's great. Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming.
For your next
hope you
birthday
really enjoyed
gift,
this-
I will be getting you a
an auto
shoe mirror
from Payless.
You can just easily steal one of those.
Okay, wait. So going back to the shoe things. I didn't like those shoe rulers because I always thought that they were going to stub my toe when they like put your, you know how they slid that thing all the way to the top of your foot? I was always like, that thing is going to hit my toe and
stub
it.
Well, you have very delicate feet that can't be fucked with. So of course you'd be worried.
Very delicate feet. All right. Well, my other I don't get it is my Jared always
aww
wants to go. He always walks into the bathroom, into our bedroom, right after our poop. He doesn't walk into the bedroom all day long.
Like, never.
No, it's not like all day
right
long.
After
like,
right,
but always, like, the second I come out, he goes right in. And I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, what is... How do you have, like, a poopy sensor on you or something?
That's very
That's
funny.
That's so funny. Or do you think you're just hypersensitive to seeing if anyone will walk in there right after you shit?
Well, like, am I hypersensitive to it?
Like, is it possible that he actually does walk in the room like 3 to 5 times a day, maybe, and you just notice after he poop?
No, I think it's probably
you have two bathrooms. Shouldn't there be a designated pooping
bathroom? I know. Both of us poop in the bedroom bathroom.
Why do both you guys poop in your bedroom? Poop in the other bathroom away from your bed.
I like
where you don't brush your teeth.
Yeah, what?
Okay, the brushing teeth thing is a great comment. However, I think we both prefer the seat in our bathroom. I also think it has a more powerful flush.
That's the whole point of having a two bedroom place.
Yeah,
but the other one's in the hallway, so then the entire hallway gets stunk up.
No, you don't use poopery or matches?
Yeah, I use matches and then I use the spray. But the thing is, you can still smell, like, now that you smell the match and you smell the spray. So then you're like, oh, well, obviously that happened.
Actually, you're right about the hallway thing. So you guys know how I lived in a sorority house in college. So in Zeta Tau Alpha at UCF, the bathroom, the bathroom downstairs in the hallway was called the hazmat. And that was, that was the shit bathroom.
No.
And literally that hallway would always reek because no one,
I mean, how many girls were using that?
Exactly. 40 people lived in the house.
That's 40 people. That's gross. And that's like a lot of shits a day.
And like, imagine like all the beers chugged and like keg stands the night before,
poops.
Like beer, poop. Like party butt was hardcore. Oh. All the Taco Bell eaten. Yeah.
So this makes me want to like gag because I know exactly what it smells like. It smells like my freshman dorm. And every time you like push that door open, you didn't know what you were going to, what was going to come at you. Yeah. And it was 90% just horrible.
So it's rancid.
I can still smell it to this day.
Yeah.
14 years later. God, that's scary.
So gross. It's so weird how you can remember smells so like forever, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember what
I
ate yesterday.
I was at a client's house and I had like party butt. I didn't party, but it was the same sensation, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was in, like, mid-foil. I was like, I'm going to go use your restroom real quick.
Your restroom.
I put everything down. Like, I was trying to be very polite.
Wait,
about
you were at their house?
Their house. And I just went in there, and I was like, whoosh, whoosh. Like, it was shoosh. And then I was like, wow, like, I've never done that before. Oh, my God. Let's just hope that, you know, like, I still have, like, a couple sections to go. Right. Thank God she won't be able to go to the bathroom for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I come out. Of course, she's waiting there.
Oh, God. Lord.
And she goes, I just have to jiggle the handle because sometimes it continues running.
Lori.
Did you say,
I'm sorry?
No, I didn't bring it up. Like, I'm sorry. She may be listening out there. I'm sorry I blew up your bathroom.
Damn, oh, bro. Lauren, that's so embarrassing.
But it was like waiting right there, and I'm like, just jiggle the handle.
Just jiggle the handle.
Oh my God, you guys.
Wait, can I just say a really funny story real quick? Remember when I was having a boy over my house this summer? And guys, I was having a boy over my house this summer, and I was texting Lauren and Ashley, do I hide the squatty body? Yeah. And it was the funniest conversation because Lauren was like, no, it's part of your personality. It's funny, which actually was what I was leaning towards. But then Ashley was like, no, Jared said not for like a first hang at your house.
Jared and Hunter are both like, no.
Yeah, like no. So then
I don't want to think about you pooping now.
But literally you text me that right as he was walking up the stairs. So I run to the bathroom. I shove the squatty body in the storage closet.
Had such a strong opinion. I was like, leave it there.
We were all together, and we were like, you three against one.
You would have had me fucked, Lauren. It's true. I actually think he would have been grossed out if I had it
dumb.
Yeah. It is dumb. I mean, the squatty potty is probably the single best invention in the last 5 to 7 years.
Let me hit my toes in the air.
What? Oh my God. This is so, wait, have you ever used a squatty potty?
No, I really like, I don't like, that's like something that I don't like. I don't like need an accessory to go potty.
I'm telling you, the elevation of your legs. I wish I could be sponsored by this thing. I would do my toes up. About it. No, it's different when it's like, the gravity, like your feet are planted. But it's elevated. It works so well, so much so that when I go to a hotel, when I go to anyone's house, I flip over their little mini trash can and I put my feet above it. Yes, because
do you really need that much help?
Oh my God, Ashley, the poop comes. You poop way better. It just seamlessly
like makes your colon like go straight rather than like curve.
I get the science to it, but like I don't need help going to the bathroom.
No, I did. No, I don't. It's not that you need help, but I bet you it'll be better. Okay, just try. It. They have travel ones, by the way.
You said you put your toes in there, but you also put like your legs because toes have nothing to do with it.
No, yes, it does. It brings your entire, like all your leg up.
Okay, friends, I need to take a second and talk about my Jenny Kane Sherling slip-on mules. I have not gotten more compliments on a shoe in my entire life in quarantine. It literally makes me feel like I'm Queen Elizabeth II.
You even had a boy compliment you on them.
I had a boy compliment.
A straight hot boy.
A straight hot guy complimented me on these shoes. You guys, they are so dope. I don't know how to explain it, but it basically has like brown shearling like fur, but it's a pointed black flat. But picture the top of it, it's a mule, as like brown sort of shearling fur. And it is the coolest because it looks like a slip-on sort of house slipper, but you can wear it out. So it's so chic. It's like it's like ultra luxury, like comfort. Think of like Marc Jacobs in 2013 wearing like pajamas outside. Like that is how I feel when I put these on. And they are Jenny Kane's, and it is just the perfect, this brand has the perfect fall staples for anyone. They don't even just have shoes.
Okay, so
I think it elevates every outfit too. Like you could be wearing just all gray sweatsuit and then put these on and you look really expensive.
1,000%.
Oh, that's true. Yesterday I was packing for the East Coast because we're going over for a couple weeks, and I was feeling through like my closet's weird. Like I can't see my closet's really annoying, okay? So I have to reach really far over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like touching all the sweaters, like, but I can barely see them. And then every time my fingers roll over the Jenny Kane sweater, I go, oh, that's the Jenny Kane sweater. Because it's so much softer and that you just feel the quality.
Wow.
So like it's like truly quality you can feel.
Is it cashmere? It's cashmere.
Yeah, it's my cashmere sweater. And it's just, I can't imagine that I'm going to wear
anything more this fall and winter than this specific cashmere sweater. And it's just gray. It goes with everything. It's soft.
They're elevated basic pieces. So you just always look chic as hell.
Exactly. They're curated staples and they're actually inspired by like natural effortless aesthetic of California living. Cause you know, California people just know how to live effortlessly and in good aesthetics. Anyways. But like we said, not only do they have the shoes that I was telling you guys about, they have the mules in leather, suede, shearling, and other stuff. It's their classic shoe that started it all. They also, like Ashley was saying, they have cozy sweaters for year round weather, ultra soft, lightweight, and with Jenny Kane, is just always sweater weather, you know?
I also think that we should mention it is a little bit more pricey than our normal sponsors. However, they're such investment pieces. They're kind of like the jean brand that I talk about all the time. Like there's some things that you should put the money into.
A black cashmere sweater is never going to go out of style.
It's never going to go out of style. You're going to wear them so much.
This is these are the pieces you need to invest in because let's be honest, no one bought shit this year. So it's time to treat yourself. It's the holidays.
And when you have all these amazing staples, it makes getting dressed the easiest part of your routine. And go to jennykane.com to check those out. And you'll get 20% off your first order when you use our code GETIT at checkout. That's GETIT. That's Jenny, JenniKayne.com. And use the promo code GETIT.
Where are those shorts from?
Laundry room.
I really like those.
Thanks. Okay, wait. So you know what's funny is when Jared and I have like kind of code words, when I have to go number two, I say I gotta go potty. And then he says
literally the opposite of what you're doing.
What do you mean?
I go potty is pee in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no. Why would you have to code word pee? If you have to pee, you go, excuse me, I gotta pee 1 sec.
I thought, wow, I'm an idiot. I thought when people say I gotta potty, that means like I have to pee.
I don't think that's the majority.
I think you guys are
right. No, I think you guys are right.
Okay. And then Jared says, normally he goes, well, I got to pee or I got to go to the bathroom. If he has a shit, he goes, I have to use the rest. I have to use the restroom.
You know what I used to say for fun? Like, I used to be like, I'm going to go use the facilities.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's good.
Or drop a deuce. That works too.
All right.
Too.
Well, you know. Oh, well, I mean, I guess if we're on the topic. And I don't know if I've talked about it before. I mean, you guys, we're close to 200 episodes. I'm sorry if I repeat stories.
Yeah.
If I don't remember them, you probably don't remember them either. Why do guys take so much longer to go to the bathroom than girls? Like, why do they? It's like a whole experience. Oh yeah, yeah. Jade and I talk about it all the time because like when we go, we just go in there, we go. It takes, you know, the second I sit down, it's pretty much out.
Yeah.
Guys like have to like go in there, like let it simmer. Like Jared could spend a very long time in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was like a time for you.
wait, I'm confused. So they obviously stand, right? So they're not sitting.
No, we're talking about when they poopy.
Oh, when they poopy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men love
to like relish in the moment. I don't want to relish.
And they probably, like you guys, I remember from a podcast a long time ago, just sit on top of the turds.
That's exactly what they must be doing.
Ew,
like Lauren.
Lauren, you do that,
she sits
right?
On top of the turd.
Like
what?
Fucking what? Flush it and then continue
Thank
to sit
you.
On it.
Exactly.
Like, it's like you're baking a shepherd's
it's
pie
so
in
disgusting.
The
it makes
it's
me
nasty.
It's so gnarly that anybody would sit
just
above
sit
it.
Above.
It's like the second it's fully out, I flush.
Lauren's
like,
I don't do possible. That much. Okay?
Yes, you do. You set it on a podcast and it's recorded out in the ethers forever, okay. And you can never take it back.
Yes, I agree. But if I'm trying to like not have something linger, then I'll just flush it and I'll get up, but I won't just make if I'm in my own house alone, I may have it linger, but if I'm, you know, around other people,
but
I'm going
to underneath why? You. What are you, a cranberry? Why are you letting it linger? I'm so confused.
That was a great joke.
What are you,
fantastic
like,
joke.
What are you doing?
I really enjoy my scrolling on TikTok. I think I'm a fucking man.
But flush, Lauren.
Flush it and then scroll over the TikTok. Like that makes it, literally you're TikTok turding. That's what you're doing.
TikTok turning.
Like, I know that that's why guys like it. Jade says that he, like, that Tanner will sit there. I'm sorry, Tanner.
They don't listen to our podcast, but if they only knew how many times you reference it,
it's just like they're the couple that I know most about, like, their, like, relatable inside.
The inner workings of their
life. Of the relationship. Yeah. She just talks about, like, how he'll just sit on the toilet for fun for, like, 45 minutes. Like, once he's done, it's just like,
yeah, it's called. It's his sanctuary. It's everyone's sanctuary. It's the only place in the entire world where you're technically not allowed to be disturbed. So that's why men will go in there before it's ready to come out, because then they're like, I'm in the bathroom. You definitely cannot talk to me right now.
Yeah. Jared
so
does
it's just
that.
Like a little extra time. Yeah,
I agree with Lauren's theory.
Are you annoyed that I'm talking about your pooping habits?
The toilet is very sacred. I agree.
Yes.
He'll get so, if he's in there, here he comes. Jared, if he's in there for like 10 minutes or so and it's really quiet, like this happened last week, I go, Jared, are you okay? He's like, yes, I'm okay. I'm just using the restroom.
Ashley, you're so annoying. Like, Ashley's calling the Coast Guard because she thinks Jared fell in.
Exactly. I was a little nervous.
It's because for guys, that's it's fun. A moment of peace. We can sit down. The door's locked. There's no chance of you guys walking in. Like,
thank
we get
you.
To sit down. It feels great, especially after it's released. Like, you have this sense of relief. Yeah. I'm on my phone. I get it. It's disgusting. But it's just like a nice little enclosed area where I know I'm going to be at peace for at least 15 minutes.
And probably Tanner's situation with kids, it's like even more so, right? Like you want. But really quick, since we have Jared here, Jared, when you shit,
this is what I was going to ask him.
Ashley, he's your husband.
Okay, so I don't know that I need to know this, but this is one of our, Naz and my ultimate, I don't get it, throughout the past 4 years of recording this podcast. We, like the second it comes, it's fully out, we flush. But Lauren sits on top of it for a while. What do you do?
Is that what you do? Don't not fucking lie right
Jared,
now.
Jared, come on. Jared.
Under oath. You are under oath. Do you sit on top of the turd or do you flush it?
I just don't think to flush. I'm just sitting there.
Ew.
And then I do my business and then all of a sudden like 10, 15 minutes goes by and it's like, oh, okay, now it's time to wipe and flush.
Jared, are you on your phone?
I mean, logistically, I should flush. I get
like,
it.
What the
I get
fuck?
That's but so bizarre. Like, you're
it's
just like,
so
oh,
you're
weird.
Also just, you're just wasting water at that point.
You're just
you know
sitting
why?
On top
wasting
of
water.
You're
going to flush it.
It's in a bowl. Like, I'm fine.
Water.
It's not
going to
flush anyway.
You're going
to flush anyway.
Yeah, but now I'm flushing twice.
No, you're not flushing twice. You flush and you just stay on the toilet on your phone.
Here's the thing, because
you
got to
do an extra wipe.
The whole experience of taking a shit is over.
No
it's over. It's
fucking
not.
Way.
You can't. No. You can't go back. You can't poop, wipe, and
you're
then sit there
me that
for 20
you
minutes.
You sit there with a poopy butthole for a couple minutes?
Yeah. Do you think that's honestly worse than wiping
that
and
is
then
worse.
Touching
you're
my
letting,
phone?
You guys are letting the poop literally like permeate, like
yeah,
just like
I'd rather,
dry,
on your asshole.
Dry on your asshole.
I'd rather leave
get
it
all
in the
crusty.
Toilet. Okay, you're telling me it's less disgusting to just sit there for 15 minutes and leave it in the bowl than it is to actually wipe my ass with my hand and then use that same hand to touch my phone?
Jared, you can wash your hands
everyone,
between.
Everyone
I'm
does
so
that.
I'm
no,
so
busy.
So
wash
weird.
Your hands after you wash.
I don't bring my phone in the bathroom. I'll tell you that. That's gross to me because I don't need my bathroom.
Really?
My phone.
That's actually shocking.
Why wiping is not an enjoyable experience. Taking the poop, getting it out of your stomach, and sitting there in peace and quiet is an enjoyable experience. But once you start wiping, it becomes work.
I have to go off what Jared just said. Wiping is actually rather complicated for me.
I don't love wiping.
I don't I don't think anyone likes wiping, but
no.
I hate when I wipe. I look at the toilet paper and I'm like, do I need to go back in there? It's always a fucking thing. It's like, is there more? And then I take more.
Definitely get
paper.
A wet cottonelle wipe.
Yeah, a wet cottonelle feels nice, but then your butt's all like kind of wet and then it gets a little sticky and it's like there someone
you
needs
gotta
to
go
invent,
back in with the toilet paper.
Someone
you
needs
do
to
the
invent
wet.
A solution.
You do the dry, you do the wet, and you do the dry.
Okay, I'm still trying over the fact that my husband lets his poop linger on his butthole that long.
Say one thing about wiping is there not a better feeling in this world than after you take
a clean
poop
wipe.
And then you go to wipe and there's literally nothing on the toilet paper and you're like, whoop!
Yeah.
Looks like I'm done.
Yeah. Like I did
that
a great
no
job.
Work. All the pleasure, none of the work. It's just, it's like ghost poop. You know what I mean? And then you look down and there's shit
like
in the toilet. And I'm like,
poop.
How did I have none on my ass?
It's who would have thought that when we were like 4 years old and learning to shit on the can or however old you are, I don't know, that we would take pleasure in it as a 30-year-old, you know?
It is the best sense of relief, like letting, when you get the feeling in your stomach, you're like, ooh, it's time to go to the bathroom. It's like, and no one in the world doesn't not get excited. You're like, yes. And then you go and sometimes you even look back and marvel at it if it's really big.
I got a question for you guys while we're on the topic of pooping. Hold on. One quick question for you girls, then you can take it over. Is you know those little stools that they have now.
We're
that
already
you,
talking about the squatty
remember,
potty.
Remember, I said the story potty. About how I text you guys if I should hide it or not when a guy came over
that's
my house.
Right.
And then you guys, yeah, I shared the story.
I'm not a fan.
Thank God you told me to hide it. I did.
No, I'm not even hiding. Just like the experience of it. No. I don't like my legs.
No,
feel like
incredible.
My knees are in my chest. It's not comfortable.
It is the best way to poop. 1,000%.
It's probably because Jared
knees
doesn't like it.
And it just shoots out.
I
like,
know, but it's
like,
just so uncomfortable.
No, it's not. It's
I'm
not
sure when the poop comes out, I'm sure it's very, it's like a slip and slide. You know, it goes right out.
Uncomfortable.
Hold on, Lauren wants to speak.
Jared doesn't like it because his shit is too fast and he doesn't have that enjoyable, lengthy experience.
Oh, see,
it's shortened
you think
by the
Jared
squatty
likes
potty.
To feel it come out.
You guys,
slowly.
I can't yes. believe that we've talked about this for the past 15 minutes, but before Jared leaves, I have to
are
ask
gonna
something.
Call this episode feces?
Yes, I think we should. That's hilarious. I think we need to talk about bunching versus folding toilet paper. I don't fucking understand bunchers, and I think my husband might be one of them.
Wait, I'm a buncher, I think.
What, he's all for it?
I'm a buncher, too.
Wait, Ashley, I'm a buncher,
you're
I think.
A fucking buncher?
Ashley, I don't fold it.
Who the fuck folds it? What
Jared
is this
and I fold
what
it.
Is this, Martha Stewart living poop? Like, who
you
folds?
Bunch
you not get it on your hands
paper?
When you bunch
what
it?
Do you mean you bunch and then you wipe?
Yeah, but then, like, your fingertips
no,
are around
no.
it. How's your fingertips?
Yeah,
not
there's
like,
no grip.
Shit
there's
no
what? Grip. If you never picked up a piece of sushi, it's not that hard. You just...
Yeah, but I
you're
get
bunching, you go.
Particles of the sushi on my fingertips when I bunch.
I need to understand what you guys do. Should I go grab some toilet paper? I need you to fold it in front
go,
of me.
Go,
I'm
yeah.
going to go get
some. Okay, sounds good, because I'm very confused how maybe we're misinterpreting this term bunch.
Look at Naz's little tennis outfit.
I know.
Do, 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 do. Actually, I think it's odd that I'm a buncher and you're a folder because we were raised by the same mommy who taught us how to wipe our assholes, you know?
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting.
You would think she'd show us the same way.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
So what do you do? You have to describe what you're doing for the listeners.
I'm literally folding.
Okay, so you take it out and you fold it in fours.
Well,
there's
I mean,
just not
oh,
enough.
I so
no,
I
mean,
oh,
like,
oh, now Jared.
Well, it's not on the roll right now.
Jared,
so it's
get
not
up to the
mic. Accurate.
So I take about I'd say about 18 inches of toilet paper.
Yeah, that
and
is.
I rip it off.
Okay.
And then I fold it in half.
Wait.
So then it gets
let
down to about 9
this.
Inches. And then I fold it again in half. So it's nice and thick because there's nothing worse, as everybody has experienced, when you have thin layer of toilet paper, your fingers literally go through, they rip through
the
toilet
paper.
Yeah, that's
why you bunch.
And then your finger is like right on the outskirt of your asshole.
No,
it's not.
This
but this is nice
I don't
and thick.
Even know if that's thick enough. This is my thickness.
No, that's too thick.
No.
You can't even like tell how much poop is in your butt by that. It's too
what?
Thick.
Yes,
this
you
is
can.
A
Jared, yours is way too
way
thin.
Too thin.
You got
babe.
Some problems.
It's getting through there. Try to put your finger
I think
through
you
it.
Think
like you'd
is.
Have to really rip. No.
No, something is coming through there.
Because I'm
Lauren,
ripping it.
Lauren, we just take
paper.
A bunch it
and
up, and
guys,
we know it's enough.
You guys go like this.
And then it's
I'm
going
to show you. Hold.
We're adults. We can do it.
Hold the camera. So this is what I do.
Yeah.
I take toilet paper out. I think I do like 3 or 4 circles.
Squares
and then
oh,
so I go
around.
That's what I do.
Interesting.
That's exactly
see,
what
that
I
just
do.
Like that.
It seemed like you get a good grip that
no,
way.
No, it's like look, you have so much cushion there. Look at all that cushion. It's like
I really
literally
don't like it.
It's like
it feels
a,
like it's gonna fall apart on
no,
me. Like
no, what do you mean? It's like
this
it's
is
perfect.
Way more intricate than the whole above or
like,
below
who has
toilet
time
paper hanging.
To origami their toilet paper.
No.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations.
Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Very interesting, guys. And I'm sorry for the waste of toilet paper we just went through in a pandemic.
Well, you're going to use that, right?
You can reuse it. I cannot wait to ask everyone I meet now this question. I did not know. I always knew that people folded, but I didn't think it could be so polarizing.
Should this be my new first date question instead of when was the last time you cried? My questions are so intense. I think guys get real freaked out.
Start with the crying and then end with the toilet paper.
So when was the last time you cried? Do you fold or bunch up your toilet paper? I'm just curious. And do you sit and linger on top of it?
You guys, Lois is here and she doesn't even wipe.
How do they do it? Poops and then I pick up her shit.
That's weird, because wild animals, they must have poop on the rim.
Use the squatty potty method of the hunching back.
Or as
and
Hunter
they
says,
perfect.
What does
Lauren,
he say?
It's morphin time. It's morphin
time. Oh my God, it's morphin time like Power Rangers.
No.
Have you guys ever pooped in the woods?
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't poop in nature, but I do pee in nature all the time.
Yeah, I don't care. Peeing in nature is great.
Peeing's different. Have you guys ever taken a shit in the woods?
No, I can't.
Why have you?
I have.
Why?
We're in paradise?
This was last year at my bachelor party.
Wait, what? Sit down. Get another mic. I want to hear this whole story.
So it's quite disgusting. I don't know if you guys want to hear it.
No, we want to
hear it. This was a party poop, guys. This is the last time Jared was drunk.
So I was at my bachelor party down in Foxwoods. We were out the night before. I got way too drunk. It's the most drunk I've gotten in a long time. I got sick the next morning. I was so hungover. I felt like shit. Go on
but
the golf course.
Still we, had to golf.
Of course, 18 holes. We got it booked. It's one of the nicest courses in New England. I had to go. So we golf. I'm on the fourth hole, and I am dying.
Ew.
And then thank God I wasn't throwing up.
On a golf course.
But I felt in my stomach where I needed to take a shit, and there was nothing stopping this thing, and there was no bathroom in sight. So then I was with my brother-in-law, and I was like, bro, I got to go in the woods and just take a dump. So then he's like, listen, what am I going to do to wipe? Am I going to use leaves? So my buddy had a towel. He had an extra towel. And he's like, just use this.
You left it out there.
So I went in the woods. I did my thing, wiped with the towel. This is so disgusting. And then I buried the towel.
Good. I'm glad you buried the towel.
Wait, that's amazing that you didn't just leave it there. You literally buried the towel.
No, yeah. I created a little, I just went and then I just buried it on top of it. And then I left and used some hand sanitizer. And I think I shot a 96 that day. It wasn't so bad.
Wow. I love
that. That was how I was in Block Island, babe. If I hadn't gotten that bathroom quick enough, it would have been...
It's the worst. Even just being out in nature this weekend, I was in Yosemite. Women have to pee so much. So when you go on a 1 or 2 hour hike, you have to stop.
You drink
and pee
a lot of water.
Yeah, but
I know
even when
sort
I don't,
of a female
don't
thing,
you think women pee way
but
more?
But why do we think it is that women pee more than guys?
Oh, hold on. I have a fifth person. Do you fold your toilet
Hunter's
paper or
coming
bunch
on.
It?
Bunch it.
Buncher.
We got a buncher. That's the name of the episode.
Ashley
are you a
folds.
Buncher or folder?
Are
you a buncher or folder?
Wait, Hunter, you got to ask him the turd question, Lauren.
Does he sit above it?
You have to ask.
Oh, okay. So after you take a shit, do you chill on your phone for a while and sit there over, or do you flush and then chill?
Flush and then chill.
Okay. Oh, very good. What a clean man.
Hunter, we'll just leave it at that.
I'm letting it linger. Yeah.
He's not a cranberry.
He's not a cranberry. He's not a fucking cranberry.
You're okay, fucking... Thank you.
Lauren's go away before they say more shit.
I know. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, you guys, we should change...
Wow, if only Hunter knew who he was with.
You guys, I really... We got some really great LOLs out of this. No, I think it's time to move...
So I apologize to anyone eating lunch while listening to this.
I know.
I have other things to talk about. Okay. What do
you're
you
not
do
a cranberry?
Oh, okay. This is a question for Lauren. It's from the I Don't Get It message boards.
Oh,
Lauren, what do you do when you don't like your hair after you get it done?
Wow, that's a fucking fabulous question.
Well, what's the protocol as to how to critique the hairdresser's job?
Well, if it's not what you asked for, then you have the right to go back and get a free service to correct it. But if it is and you just don't think it suits you, then, and you're not like loving what you personally asked for, then you have to go find another hairdresser or go back to the same one who didn't do a great job, that you didn't do what you wanted, I guess, and then pay a whole other service. And yeah, it's really not much else you can do. I mean, I always try and fix it myself if I don't like it.
How does, well, that's because you're a hairstylist, Lauren.
But yeah, before yeah, I even exactly. was a hairstylist, before I even was a hairstylist, I tried to fix it.
Right. So how does one like go about telling the hairdresser this? And like, is it, whose call is it? Like, it's like, is it your call that it doesn't look like what you wanted? Or is it the hairdresser's call that it, you're like, yeah, 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 you're right. It doesn't look at, like, the picture that you gave me.
Well, I would think that any hairdresser would be able to own up to the mistake and be like, yeah, we can just do this. Like, we can fix it. You know, it doesn't. And if it really does, then that's why they always ask for, like, before and after pictures now. Like, they always document everything, really. Before and after, and then inspiration pictures. Like, this is the picture you showed me. Mm-hmm. This is what you got. Yeah. So then you have that insurance.
Very smart.
Yeah. But
it is tough.
If you don't like it. It is really tough.
There's
to tell
such
your
a great.
Like
there's
it.
Such a great area because I've been. There's been times where I'm like, "This is what I asked for," and they're like, "Yeah, that's what I did." And in my head, yeah. I'm like, "It doesn't look like that."
Yeah, so but it's always everyone's like hair is different. Line.
Exactly. It's like you probably don't have the hair
exactly,
type the in the picture that you're showing. Possibly.
So many times that right. happens. Yeah.
But then I think it's on the hairdresser to be like, just so you know, I'm going to attempt mm-hmm. to do this, but. It's not going to look exactly like this photo. And then
right.
your expectations are lowered.
Yeah, you have to under-promise, over-deliver.
Right. There you go.
But yeah, you got to just, you know, be like, can I just come in maybe just be like for another consultation or toner because I'm not loving it. And don't be like, ew, what the hell, you know? Just be very nice about it.
Yeah.
Nice gets you far. Okay. My other I don't get it is I don't get people who leave those huge gaps between them and the car in front of them at red lights.
What are you doing in there?
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, what is it?
You know when people are like, they like stop when you're at a red light and yeah. the person stops like three cars with like they could let three cars in between them and the car in front of them?
At a red light, got it.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Like, but not like, while driving. Because while driving,
no, you're supposed no, to be
three
no,
while
no.
driving, I, there's like a three car distance
of
between
course,
me and the car.
Okay. Of course, that's of course. What it's supposed to be
okay,
like.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, not at a red light.
No, at a red light when people like leave these huge
three
gaps.
3 feet. 3 feet nah, max.
Yeah. You don't need to social distance your vehicles, right?
and they're not if they're not on their phone and they're just looking up and they know that they are three yeah. cars away, I don't know.
You know
I
that people do that. Like, even as yeah. a little kid, I'd be like, Mom, why is that person stopped way ahead of the other car?
Yeah. It's annoying.
It's very annoying.
It's annoying. I hate when the it's light annoying. Turns green and the person doesn't go right away either.
Well, that's so LA.
That's
of you.
You.
I've gotten way better, Lauren.
That's you.
First of all, I never do that alone, only with people in the car. I think I like...
Because you're distracted.
Yeah, I'm like more inclined to like talk to them or change the radio or check my phone for a sec. Yeah. No, it's annoying.
Okay. Okay, Naz, you have any I don't get it this week?
I don't have an I don't get it, but I have stuff to share.
I mean, I do. I want to hear your sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so,
do you,
Lauren,
Lauren,
do you have
a
proper
get
I don't get it?
I might have
well,
I don't get it, actually.
I saw a proper I don't get it on the message boards, and they car related. They said, I don't understand when people make their cars intentionally loud for absolutely no reason.
Oh, yeah, that's really obnoxious. Yeah, when they yeah. rev it. Like, why are you revving your car?
Yeah.
Because you have a little dick.
But, like, that's what they say, that the little dick things.
I think they're just trying to impress other bros around them.
Is that impressive? Did anybody be like, oh, man, I really want to rev like that? I guess I just don't understand the man brain.
Yeah, hey, do I don't you want to answer either. Another question?
Hey, we need you to mansplain
yeah.
something.
Yeah, actually, babe, Jared, come here. You and Hunter are going to talk about something for a second.
Because Hunter has a loud car.
What kind of car do you drive, Hunter?
Put these on and answer the question.
Oh, God.
Jared!
I'm talking here.
Chill out.
Hunter, why do you, like, rev the sound of your motor vehicle? Like, is that... Do you think that's, like, attractive to people? Like, what is the actual point of it? Do you feel like a badass?
Oh, definitely feel like a badass.
Like, why?
My car has a built-in turbo in it. Like, I don't do it to be an obnoxious, like, douchebag. It just gets loud when I hit the gas.
But do you like when other, like, when you hear another vroom vroom, do you get excited? Or do you think they're annoying?
I think they sound like douches because it's usually, like, a little Honda Civic with a shitty muffler on it that makes it sound loud.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Hunter. Now, babe, as somebody who's always driven like a very standard vehicle, he's got a Nissan Altima. Respect the Nissan Altima. But because you've always driven a car like that and you've never had like some sporty, fancy thing, is there part of you that just wants to rev that engine and show off all the other guys around
you? Yeah, do you want like a muffler? Like,
do you want to be like, I'm driving a sports car?
It's like, what? Nobody fucking cares.
No, I don't want a sports car, but I do. I like
a truck.
I want a truck or like Range Rovers are obviously super nice. I'm not going to get a Range Rover, too expensive. Yeah. But yeah, like driving around a badass car. I think a badass car to me now is like a big SUV. That's like just showing my
that's so
age.
Right
no, but, that, no 32, but you're not answering the question because, like, I love cars so much. Like, and I respect a good car. It's wait, the noise.
Does
it's
the sound
that, like,
going.
The sound of the revving.
Do I want, like, a Batmobile? No.
Like, does it give you
I always
energy?
Thought it was pretty stupid. Especially, like, in high school, it would be those kids that, like, have dual mufflers and they think they have the coolest car and then, like, they speed out and it sounds like the car's about to fucking fall apart.
That was
and you're
me.
Like, wow, that sounds really stupid.
That was me.
Smoke
was.
Comes out
Did
of the back of it.
My dad had a Pontiac Grand Am, and it had a nitrous kit in it. And so we take it down this road. I know, so Miami. We take it down this road called Loxahatchee that was a dead end. And I'd be like, and I thought it was like so cool. And now I'm like, what a loser. Like,
that's
who cares?
So bad. Because literally no one is thinking it's cool but you.
No one. And I was like, look at the gauges, guys. And I'm obsessed with Fast and the Furious. So I thought I was like in Fast and the Furious.
So what's your dream
car? That makes sense.
I have a lot of dream cars. I want a hot rod. I want a
chrome
classic.
You can choose one right now. Any car you want in your life, you can have.
Shelby.
What's that?
A Mustang Shelby.
What year?
Shelby Cobra. I don't know. I think like the 60 one.
What
the
color?
One in the 60s. Chromed out. Chrome always. Or a Bentley Continental GT Coupe in light blue.
Like, I can't even answer that question. I have no idea what car I'd want.
I want a Ford Bronco, and I want a Range Rover.
I do think car guys
are
like
Rovers
badass. Do you guys care about cars?
I'm obsessed with cars.
I used to be into cars as an elementary schooler. I was like, Dad, I want to go find, I love your Mercury 300M. Like,
Mercury 300.
Yeah. Like, I just like thought, was it a Mercury? Yeah. I think those were, no. It was a Chrysler 300M. And then my dad had a Mercury Cougar. And I was like, Dad, your Cougar's so lame. The new version of the Cougar is awesome.
In elementary school?
No, I was also more obsessed with them in elementary school.
That's
just because
so
our parents
funny.
Kept getting
well,
new
they
ones.
Leased,
so
they
we
leased
kept
them.
Looking at new cars. Right. But now we're just like, I'm like, as long as my car isn't creak rolling in the driveway,
right,
or my
right.
brakes are okay, I don't give a shit.
My dad had, the only reason I like love cars and knew about them is because my dad always got the DuPont Registry. Do you guys know what that is?
No, but I see it.
I don't think so.
It's like a magazine. Yeah. You'll see it in airports now. It's like the car magazine, but it's like very high end. And so he'd always have it, you know, like on the coffee table. So I'd always open it. I also think Florida is a very like, they have a lot of car shows there and stuff.
Yeah.
And people like
it's amazing how much information we retain as a child.
It really
like,
is
you just
crazy.
Learn cars just because there was a magazine on a coffee table.
Yeah. It's like, it's all your environment. Mm-hmm. Like you guys love movies because you went all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, Jared's back.
Oh, Jared's back.
Well, I heard you say Florida and cars, and immediately I thought of Bad Boys, and then my mind was like, you know what, though? I think he had a Porsche. I don't know what he had in the first one.
In the Bad
Boys. It was like a badass car, and Mike Lowry, you know, he walked around with suits, and he walked around Miami, and he drove a badass car, and I was like, okay, like, I get that.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
It's such a Miami thing. It's a very Miami thing, like, to have a nice car. It's like a lot of Fast and the Furious is, like, very Miami inspired.
It's impossible being that guy in Providence, Rhode Island. It's literally impossible.
That's so true.
That's so true. Like, it's the environment you grew up in.
Yeah, that's so true.
So funny.
Okay, now, so tell us about your weekend, your trip to Yosemite.
No, I wasn't going to talk about Yosemite, even though Yosemite is, like, amazing. No, I was going to tell you about Big.
Oh, my God. Oh,
how have we delayed this conversation so late in the podcast?
But Yosemite is amazing. Everyone needs to go. I think it's, like, the holy grail of, like, nature. It's not, like, Big in wildlife, but on November 1st, they're going to open it to walk-ins. And I highly recommend everyone go before they die. It's like the
before
most.
Before they die?
Yeah. It's just like, go visit it at some point in your life. It's
a place to visit before they die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I think it's,
it was like Yosemite.
It literally looks like Jurassic Park. Like, you're walking around and you're like, this is crazy. Anyways. Yeah. So recently, you guys know how, like, I was on E or whatever, and I haven't talked about Big in a while. I haven't actually thought about Big in a while. I'm not, like, hung up on Big. I'm hung up on Big
for her, which is kind of funny. Like, I'm always like, whenever she's feeling down and out about guys, I'm like, but what about Big? Because I think he's got it.
I think
so, Charlotte.
I think we'll always care about each other, but I truly was like, have been like over him, haven't talked to him in a very long time. Anyways, because he was in and out of my life for 5 years. And we met right when I started working at E as a PA. Mm-hmm. Like, our first hang was, like, literally a coffee outside E. Mm-hmm. Or second hang. He, when I was on it last month, I actually was kind of shocked I didn't get, like, a text from him. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's weird. Even though we haven't talked in, like, a year, he just knew, like, how long it had been. And so I was like, he's dating someone, like, 1,000%. So then the Borat sequel trailer came out, and, like, we both love that movie, so I, like, DM'd it to him, and then we were talking about it, and, you know, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm great. I am in some part of the world I'm not going to share. And then I was like, oh, cool.
I'm in some part of the world I'm not going to
share? No. He told
Sorry.
Me I'm just not going to share Slow it on the right podcast because I don't want to give away info. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyways, I was like, oh, what's happening there? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, my girlfriend lives here.
Oh, he said my girlfriend.
He said my GF. And
so
this is what happened. So I stared at the message because I knew it. I knew it.
Did your heart drop?
It didn't drop. It didn't drop, but it dropped a little. It wasn't like a Dr. Doom, like, scare fall drop. It was like, it was just like, I kind of knew that this was happening. My eyes got a little bit teary, just a little. And then I was completely fine and actually so happy for him. I'm so proud of myself. And I was like, I'm so happy for you that you, like, opened up to someone.
Because, did you say that?
Yeah, I said, because remember, his whole thing is, like, he wouldn't, like, open up. And I just realized that whole day that it, like, timing is just so crazy. And it's just so weird to see somebody give someone else what you wanted from them so bad. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, so crazy. And I'm totally fine. I'm like dating, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't down about it. I didn't cry that day. I genuinely am so happy for him. I think we'll be friends forever. I just wanted to share that because we've talked about Big so much on this podcast. Yeah. And it was just like, wow. But it also oddly got me excited because I just feel like I'm getting close, you know? And I'm like, all right, like, he has this person, like, mine's coming soon, sort of thing.
Yeah, I just, like, that's, like, very impressive. I'm really happy that you took it like this. I am, I'm impressed by you.
Well, I was going to say, it takes a lot of inner work because I think you know, the guy I always call the life ruiner that led me to start Heartbroken Anonymous. I actually am also very happy for him. And I realized, this is what I realized. Hate starts with H,
because it's heavy. And love starts with L because it's light.
Oh, that's cute. Did you make that up yourself?
No, I saw it somewhere on like Instagram. I wish I could take credit for it. But it really is true. Like if you are just like happy for like those people and you don't hold resentment anymore in your heart, mm-hmm. You'll be so much lighter. And I think it'll bring you closer to like you finding your own happiness. I know that sounds so fucking dumb and cliche, but I think it's true.
I really thought that this was impossible to sort of feel.
Me too.
If you weren't like in a relationship yourself, you know, like right. If you're in a relationship yourself and like very steady and like very comfortable and believe mm-hmm. in the longevity of it, I can totally see like you being fine and happy right. for your ex big, whatever.
Right. Right.
But I said that Naz pulled a Wilson Phillips and this is the song that I never quite understood until.
Is it the Wilson Phillips song?
It's a Wilson Phillips song. Okay. Jared, what are you doing? Oh, okay. There's a woman outside here to pick up a baby Yoda.
Wait, that just sounds wait, so. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Well, you guys okay, have to give it here, back. Wait,
here's the song.
Oh my God, I'm fine. Yes. See,
isn't that crazy?
Wilson, you're amazing for picking that song. Wilson Phillips had it right. You can be happy on your own. You can be happy for other people. It's a myth that you have to hate the person that you used to really like. It's a myth.
My Mr. Big also is in a relationship with someone who I think is absolutely perfect for him. I'm actually very happy.
Wait, what
for
the
him.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Who? Well, she can't say.
That one?
Yeah.
Wait, really? Which one? Wait, you didn't tell us this.
Because I'm honestly, I have nothing to say really about it. She's perfect for him. I'm happy for him. And I'm just like, I don't mind seeing them. It's great.
Do you
wait,
think if
what?
You, wait, do you think I'm if you, confused by you right now? Cause you haven't let us in on any of this.
I know.
This.
What the fuck, Lauren? Wait, do you think if you weren't in a relationship, you'd feel the same?
Honestly, not at this stage. No.
See?
Did this person open up their Instagram to you?
Not that one, you sicko.
Wait, Lauren has two Mr. Bigs, which is why I'm like, truly, I'm confused.
Wait, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Oh, that one? Yeah. Oh, Lauren has three Mr. Bigs. So that's made it really all become more complicated.
They're all like different timings. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Because there's one bigs. That I'd be like, wow. That one I can totally see you being happy for. And I'm glad that he has someone as well. That's really great. Yeah. Did you talk about it?
No.
No.
Okay. But I can see it all and it makes so much sense.
Wow. Oh, good. Great. Yay. Yeah.
Wait, but you're saying if you wouldn't feel this way if you weren't.
No, I would.
You would.
Okay, 100%. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Really?
Lauren, see? Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. You can get over big. Look at that.
All right, guys. Well, I mean, I think that was a fantastic podcast. I just kind of want to end it there.
Big.
I agree. We'll end it there. Do you say poop and big? Because I was just about to say that.
Poop and big.
What if we just called it big poop?
big poop and.
Oh my God.
Big poop and something. I don't know.
Ashley had to make
it's
it nerdy.
Big
as hell.
Pimpin'. Yeah. But yes, big poopin'. All right. All right, everyone, follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast and check out our sponsor this week because it is a good one. I've been getting a lot of compliments on my Jenny Canes. So.
Woohoo! Jenny Cane!
All right.
Oh, I can't wait to get my Jenny Cane on in the East Coast.
Oh, my God. It's such an East
Jenny
Coast
Cane,
my Jenny Cane on. All right. Bye!
Bye!
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.